Question, to extend the question about sleeping, I get tired when meditating. Is it better to sleep and when I'm not sleepy, then meditate? Well, sleepiness is actually a great object of meditation. It's something that is overlooked, I think, by many meditators. Yeah, sometimes you have to just fall asleep, but that kind of comes, the best thing is for that to come naturally. If you fall asleep, you fall asleep. When you're sleepy, first, before you go to sleep, try to focus on the sleepiness, focus on the tired feeling. Because, you know, it's difficult in daily life or when you're not in a meditation center, because you really are exhausted a lot of the time from work and just thinking a lot and so much activity. But you can try it. Focus on the tiredness, and you'll find that sometimes it gives you energy. Sometimes you're able to burst the bubble, so to speak, and it just disappears. Suddenly you're not tired anymore. And you'll find you have suddenly a lot of energy and you're able to do a really good meditation center. Drowsiness is a hindrance. It's something that drags you down and stops you from meditating. If you're able to pierce it and overcome it, you find that suddenly your mind is clear and your practice goes a lot better. And meditation can be quite fruitful after that point. So we should be careful not to forget about the state of mind that is fatigue or drowsiness, and we shouldn't forget that it's a part of the meditation. When it comes up, it's a valid object of observation. It's a good one too. There's two ways. One way is you'll get a lot of energy by focusing on, by acknowledging it. For example, tired, and the other is you'll just fall asleep. If you're really good, it'll be one or the other. And neither is a problem. The problem with sleeping first and then meditating is that sleep drains your awareness and your mindfulness. We try to have meditators sleep less and less, and sometimes they don't even sleep at all. They'll just do meditation. Because of how, you know, sleep is an uncontrolled state. It's actually just a construct. Sleep doesn't have any ultimate reality. We think of sleep as being a necessary part of reality, but it's only a conditioned state that we've developed as human beings, or as I suppose most animals have developed. But it's not a part of ultimate reality. It's nothing intrinsic in the mind. It's just an aspect of this part of this period of our existence. That we have a very coarse body and it falls asleep sometimes. And so during the time that we're asleep, the mind is in a specific state that's not very wholesome. It's very free to do what it wants and to make assumptions and conclusions and people will commit dastardly deeds in their dreams. It can happen. Well, you can do all sorts of bad things. You can do good things, but sometimes you fight and kill and so on, you know, depending on the state of mind. So it's possible actually to develop. It usually develops unwholesomeness when you sleep. Most people develop unwholesomeness. So when they wake up, the mind is not fresh. The mind is not clear. It's clouded and deluded and. You can feel that. If you're in a meditation center, you can feel that after you sleep, you don't feel better. You feel actually less sharp and less clear. So, but you know, you have to sleep. As human beings, we do have to sleep. That's the important point here, is to try to sleep mindfully. Before you sleep, do meditation, whether it's lying meditation, saying to yourself rising, falling, or whether it's some sitting meditation before you lie down. That'll help your sleep to be a lot more quiet and a lot clearer. You find you don't dream so much, your mind is not so distracted when you sleep, and you wake up a lot more refreshed. And you can actually find that sleep is much more beneficial, and it's not as much of a hindrance to your meditation.